Hey everyone, welcome back to Sashay Away with Barry. I took a little break. I haven't recorded since the last Toots and Boots for All Stars with David and Roger. And I took a break. I've still been watching Drag Race Holland, but I haven't been posting anything. I haven't done the looks on Instagram. I haven't done any videos. I've been very busy at work. And I am also doing this 275 challenge, which this is the last week of. So I've been walking 5 miles a day every morning. And so my day is just very, very full. I'm tired. And we got a lot of drag coming our way. So this is what I'm going to be calling the promo look spectacular. I'm going to go through the promo looks of and my thoughts of the Queens for UK season 3, Canada's Drag Race season 2, and then finally the Meet the Monsters from Dragula season 4. We're going to get through that all in this one episode. I'm not sure what I'm going to be recapping. I'm definitely going to be recapping UK, most likely Canada, and then pretty sure Dragula. We'll see. That's a lot coming up in the next 2 months that it's starting. So we'll see how it goes. Some things may be late. Some things may be combined like this is. I'm going to try to do them separately as I watch them. But we'll just see how it goes. My life is getting a lot little easier these days. Work is calming down a bit. And like I said, this 275 challenge is ending. However, if you want to donate to my 275 challenge, I'm raising money with this for the LGBT Center in New York City. Those of you who know me know that is where I work. We do this fundraiser every year, which is called Cycle for the Cause. We haven't been able to do that for the last 2 years because of the pandemic. But it is a bike ride from Boston to New York that I'm usually working on and raising money for. It is a 3-day event, but we can't do it. So we've been doing this 275 challenge for the last 2 years. Last year was just one day. This year it has been 27 and a half days. We are coming to the end of it this Saturday, but you can still donate. I'm going to put the link in the description. And if you want to donate, please donate. The money all goes to the LGBT Center in New York City, all of our programming that happens. And we need your support. We're a nonprofit. Nonprofits have been hit hard by this pandemic. And we do great work at the center, helping out the LGBTQIA+ community here in New York City. So if you can, make a donation. If not, I still love you anyway. Follow me on Instagram and you can see all that I am doing every day. I post my mileage and a little map of where I've walked around the city. I have managed to hit all 5 boroughs and New Jersey, which was one of my goals to do. So I'm very happy about that. I'm going to share my screen as we start UK. For those of you who are in the know, UK starts in 2 days. It starts this Thursday, September 23rd. I watch it on WoW Presents Plus app. I don't know where everyone else gets it. I know in the UK, it's not on WoW. It's on an actual channel. I don't know if it's BBC. I don't know if it's some weird channel. I don't know. Wherever you watch it, it starts this Thursday, 9:23. And we will be there. You're going to see me looking over to the side as because I have all my notes over here that I've taken for every queen. But I'm going to try to look at the camera as much as possible. So here we go. I'm going to share my screen with all these ladies. First up on UK, we have Anubis. Anubis is 19 years old from Brighton. When she said she was 19, I was very surprised. although we had Joe Black last year from Brighton, and he also portrays an older queen. He is a lot younger than I thought he was. I just thought he was old, but not. But Anubis is, if you didn't know, Anubis is the name of the Egyptian god for the afterlife. I don't know why she has this Egyptian name. I don't know. Maybe she is Egyptian, but she didn't come out like in an Egyptian look at all. I know Anubis is, I believe, has a dog head. I don't know that for sure. I may have made that up. But I feel like she didn't do anything like that. And it may be because of the what they were told to wear for the promo look. Who knows? I don't really know what the theme of the promo look is. I thought it was kind of pop art based on the styling of the promo But this does not give pop art to me, so I don't know what it is. Anyway, she says that she does some scatting, and that does not mean pooping for those of you out there. I believe she is really talking about singing and scatting and like jazz scatting. She says that she is an old lady trapped inside a teen body, and her name is Tina. Great. Yeah, great. I don't know what to say about that. And she loved to squeeze her tits. And she showed us how she did that. I will have to say, when I wear boobs, I also squeeze my tits. So I am right there with you, Anubis. And she was fine. Do I think she's a super strong competitor? Not from the promo that I saw, but or the Meet the Queens video that I saw. But I like her. So we'll see. Next, we have Charity Case, who is 24. I didn't catch where she's from. I don't really know. And I didn't research it that much. she came as a dragon. I mean, what else can you say? She's a dragon. There have been rumors in the past about her actually being on Dragula. I hope that this might be like the first crossover kind of thing. I know that Cherry Valentine was also said that she likes horror and things like that. And when we get to Dragula, we'll see a look that reminds me very, very much of Cherry Valentine. So it'll be interesting to see now that Dragula has its first international queen on there, if we will get more from overseas, because I could easily see Charity Case on there. I could see Cherry Valentine on there based on the looks of Dragula this season. But we're talking about Charity Case here on Drag Race UK season 3. I love this look. I think it's fantastic. My favorite part of it is the earrings that she is actually hanging on the dragon's ears. This purse that she has that's a flame, I think it's super smart. It is stoned to the gods, this outfit. Every piece of it is covered in stones. I think she looks great. She did lots of puns in her Meet the Queens, which I thought was really funny because I find puns very funny. They're stupid and they make me laugh. And she described herself as hairy, scary, and a total fairy, which I am on board for. So I really like Charity Case. I hope she does well. I hope people react well to her. Alternative drag sometimes does not do well on Drag Race, but I want her to do really, really well because I think she's an interesting, interesting queen. Next, we have Choriza May, originally from Valencia, Spain, but living in Newcastle. I don't know anything about these towns, so there you go. I like that she is giving kind of the Spanish flair with her look, with the bolero jacket and the tango-style skirt dress underneath it. She says that her name came from chorizo, which is a Spanish sausage, and she is Spanish and has a sausage. Great. But I wanted her to say that her name came from Theresa May, who was a former prime minister of the UK. But she didn't say anything about that. I don't know if she was told not to or what, but it is clearly a take on Theresa May, as well as Chorizo. So she is a full-on camp queen. I don't know that there's any other way to describe Chorizo May. She did say that her motto is, "I'd rather be dead than basic." And then at the end, she said, "I can sew, I can sing, I can't dance too good," or something like to that. Say, "I can't dance something." Maybe "I can't dance very much" is what she said. It was very funny. She's a campy queen. I love a campy queen. I think she's going to do very, very well. I hope she does. I mean, Jo Black was a campy queen and she went home first twice. So who knows? But I enjoyed her very much. So I hope that she's on my TV for a while. Next, we have Electra Fence. I hate this outfit. You know, I don't like a pant leg and a dress. When in the Meet the Queens video, they'd show her like spinning around and dancing a little, and you could see that it was a full body suit with the yellow leg underneath. Oh, excuse me. Underneath that purple gownish robe thing. But I don't like this look. I don't particularly enjoy the wig either. But she calls herself the pocket rocket of UK drag. To me, a pocket rocket is a vibrator. That's what I know a pocket rocket as. I'm wondering if she's very petite and small. And so she's like a little pocket gay. That's what we call the small gays. So I don't know if that's what she means. if it's just meant because her name's Electra and she wants to be like electric, I don't know. She says she does lots of stunts and she's a dancing diva. So maybe. I'm on the fence about her. Like I said, I don't like this outfit, but I think she could be entertaining. I think we're gonna get a lot of stunts in lip sync if she does lip syncs, which we don't usually get in UK. So this may be like a turning point for them to get these tricks there. Next, we have Elle of the Day. And I love this name. I love a pun name. There is nothing I think that is funnier. And it's obviously a take on Hell of a Day, and she is Elle of a Day, and I'm here for it. I like this outfit. I think it's interesting. It is very showgirl. It is very dancing diva. I love this nude illusion on the leg. I think it's really, really smartly placed. Yeah, I think she's good. She is what I am calling our West End Wendy of the season because she's been in Wicked, Book of Mormon, and Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. So she is clearly a theater queen, which, I have no problem with. I love theater and I love queens. So mash them together, and it's a match made in heaven for me. She says that she looks classy, but she ain't classy. I appreciate that as well. And she loves the divas as well. So maybe we'll get a diva and snatch game from Ella if she makes it that far. Speaking of witty names and little puns, this is Kitty Scott Claus. And I think this name is genius. When she said it, I almost peed my pants. It was so funny. And she is a fun queen. I really, really like her. The outfit, it's fine. I mean, obviously the coat is the star of this. It's just a little latex dress that she's wearing underneath it, all pointing down to her hoo-ha. The coat is the star. I think her wig is really fun. It's very, very, I think they call them the Essex girls. I don't know that for sure, but that's what it gives me the vibes of, one of the Essex girls. I love that she called herself eye candy for the dads. Her personality and her spirit is going to take her very, very far. She said that she does amazing impressions, and she did a few, and I don't know who any of them are. So I can say she did fine. But then she did an impression of a felt tip pen. And again, I almost peed myself. It was so funny. She could do that all day and I would be entertained by it. She said she's very nervous to meet Rue, which is weird because she's probably already met Rue because these are usually taped after the season or at least halfway through the, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Like they're not taped at the beginning. They are taped somewhere in the middle, but she said she's nervous about meeting Rue and she might shit herself. Great. Funny, funny, funny. Kitty Scott Claus might be my pick to win this season. I really, really like her. Next, we have Crystal Versace. Oh, Kitty Scott Claus is 29 from Birmingham as well. I didn't say that. I don't think I said what the other ones were from either or their ages. I did not. Ella is 32, and I think she said from Dagenham. I don't know what that means. Electra Fence is 29 from Burnley. Again, that means nothing to me. Crystal Versace, however, is 19 years old from Kent, and she acts like a 19-year-old, in my opinion. She annoyed me. I did not enjoy her. She says that she can perform, she can act, she can turn looks, blah, 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 blah. She can do everything. She's very reminiscent to me of Aquaria, who I actually did like on the season. So maybe Crystal will surprise me and I'll be like, oh, she's good. But right now, she annoys me. She says she's been wearing makeup since she was 12. It was bad then, it's good now, same kind of thing. Loves to put on a show, which I feel we were getting in this Meet the Queens. It was all show. And then she proclaimed to be Greek. I don't know if they were told to talk about their nationalities if they weren't 100% from the UK. So she's our Greek queen, apparently. And by that, I mean she's maybe a quarter Greek. Because her grandmother is Greek. And she kept wanting to say opa, which is how I know the word opa. But she kept saying obas, obas is what I was hearing. Maybe I'm wrong, but that is what I heard. It's not Greek. It was a mistake on her part, and maybe just another reason for me not to like her because of her age. I don't know. Maybe I'm ageist and I don't really know it. I'm old. She's very young. She could practically be my grandchild at this point. But there you go. I'm not a fan. Hopefully she will surprise me. This look, though, I do like. I do like her look. I will say that. And I think that's what we're going to get from her for the most part. And she's going to annoy me. There you go. River Medway is from 22 from Medway, which is also in Kent. I don't know anything about the UK landscape or what the things are, but I believe I heard on a podcast that Kent is like a county in England. I don't know. I made that up. I think this look is interesting. I don't love it 100%, but I think it's interesting. I think it's a good looking gown. The wings, I'm not a huge fan of, and I know that she said she's a butterfly now. Great. She describes her drag as camp, feel good, and shallow. She also let us know that she is 50% Singaporean. And like she said, 50% British. I don't know if she said British, but something like that. 50% Singaporean and 100% a cross-dresser. And anyone that uses the word cross-dresser is okay in my book. I love the term cross-dresser. I sometimes refer to myself as a cross-dresser. I refer myself as a transvestite. People don't like that because it's a dated word. I don't care. I still use it. She hates a dirty wig and has never worn a wig that she hasn't styled. So obviously she's a wigstress. So I'm expecting good wigs from her. Her drag is tits, teeth, and ass. That's not much of a description of your drag other than body. And you maybe got your teeth done. She is excited for the dancing and singing challenges, especially the Rusical. And I am hopeful for a good Rusical this year as well. I did not enjoy Rats last year. I know some people did. It wasn't for me. Next, we have Scarlet Harlot. This is our third queen in 3 seasons to be named Scarlet. We had All Star, we had, I'm sorry, Down Under, then All Stars, and now UK with our third Scarlet. She is 26, and she said from the East End. I'm assuming that's East London. I don't know that for sure, but I believe that's what that means. She talks very fast. Her speech patterns and voice remind me very much of Bimini, which who was also from East London, I believe. So that makes perfect sense to me. She describes her drag as cheeky, classic, and common as hell, which I think is very, very funny. Oh, she's an actor. She's been in Rocketman and AFAB. And then at the end of her interview, she barked because she's, I guess, originally from the Isle of Dogs. I don't know. I don't know. But she barked 3 different kinds of dogs. I enjoyed her. I liked Bimini from her Meet the Queens, so I enjoyed this one from Meet the Queens because they were very reminiscent to me. I think her gown is lovely. I think this hair is exquisite. I really, really like it. I like that she made a joke about it, that about something about there's something about Mary. So that also any throwback to that makes me giddy. So I enjoyed Scarlett. I think she's gonna do well. Next, we have Vanity Milan. She is 29 from South London. Vanity has only been doing drag for 1 year, but she says she's gone from 0 to 100 like that. I will say I do like her gown. I love the placement of these feathers. This wig is exquisite. I have an issue with her makeup. And it's not terrible in this photo, but in the video, it looked almost like a mask. It was on so heavy. And she even said that she didn't want to smile too much to crack so her makeup doesn't crack. So I think her makeup was just very, very harsh. And I did not enjoy that. But I enjoy this look. I think overall she looks really, really good. She says she doesn't have a motto, but her husband says her drag is like a fart, silent but deadly. Not all farts are silent and not all are deadly. So what that's the kind of fart she is, I guess. She says her drag is sophisticated, sassy, and savage. She comes from Jamaica and she is not a diva, but she is unapologetically black. And we are going to get that from her this season. I'm here for it. I hope she does really, really well. Like I said, I love this wig. I love this look. I think her makeup is not as bad as it looked in that video, but that is left to be seen. I do not like her name. Vanny Milan, I think, is a very kind of boring name. Very basic drag name. But that's just my opinion. Next, we have our returning queen, Veronica Green, and she said this is not a comeback. Those of you who don't know, Veronica was on season 2. They had the break for COVID. She contracted COVID while she was on break and tested positive right before coming back, so she could not return. Rue gave her an invitation to come back next season, and here she is. She's still going her drag. She's still describing as Gollum to Gorgeous. That hasn't changed. Great. She said that her second time around is a bit an advantage for her. I don't think so. I think it's a hindrance to you because they're going to expect more out of you because you know what's happening here. So I don't think it's that much of an advantage other than you know how it works. But I also think expectations are a lot higher for you. She says if she doesn't win this time, she'll come back again as another variant. She's full of the COVID jokes. Great. Give your COVID jokes. This look, it's very basic. It doesn't seem elevated from her first time on Drag Race. She wore a lot of gowns, although they were mainly green based on her name, Veronica Green. So this one is red. That's different. But the hair and the makeup and the dress are all kind of similar to what she did last season. So with this, I'm not excited. I'm happy she's back because I did enjoy her. She surprised me. I thought she was going to go out very, very quickly. So I'm not disappointed that she's back, but I want to see some sort of elevation from her. Lastly, for UK, we have Victoria Scone, or if you're in the States, Victoria Scone. She is the Camp Cabaret Diva from Cardiff. She did not give us her age that I picked up on. That's fine. I think this outfit is super cute. I am a sucker for a gigantic hat. You all know that. But I love these pants. I love the jacket. I think it's really cute together. I think the pants are a little long because they're hanging down way past her feet. But I think she looks cute. And she looks drag to me. She is our first AFAB queen on RuPaul's Drag Race. AFAB is assigned female at birth, for those of you who don't know, but she doesn't want to be considered that. She just wants to be considered a drag queen, and I appreciate that even more from her. She said that she was brought up by old school drag queens, and that's how she became campy and loves performing. That is also what I love, so I am expecting very, very good things from her. She described her drag as glamour and well-rounded and then made a fat joke, which was really, really funny. And she says that she's a trained actor, singer, dancer. We're getting another one of those. I have high hopes for her. I want her to do well, not just because she is an AFAB queen. I just want her to do well because she's a drag queen. That's all I hope for Miss Victoria Scone. We'll see what happens. I know people are giving her some hate, saying that she took the place of an LGBTQIA+ person, but guess what? She's a lesbian, so she is part of the community and she's doing drag, so get over it, people. All right, that's it for Drag Race UK. Again, my pick, who I want to win is Kitty Scott Claus. I'm also hoping that Victoria Scone is in the top because I'm going to enjoy her on my TV. I really want Charity Case to do well, and Charitza May, I think, is super, super fun. Those are ones that I want to see. Those are my top four. I'm going to just say that right now. Those are my top four. Come back and watch it later and see how I did. They're probably all going to go home first because I'm terrible at this. But we're moving on to Drag Race Canada Season 2, which begins on October 14th. That is just 3 weeks later than UK's premiere. And we start with Adriana. Their promo theme was sweets. There you go. That's what we're told, I guess. Adriana is, they didn't really give their ages at all, I don't think. From what I saw, but some of them did say where they're from and where they're originally from. Adriana did not. She did say that she is Colombian, and she serves looks, face, drama, acting, dancing, just went on and on and on. That sounds like she's overcompensating, and she called herself quiet, That is always a big red flag for me when someone says they're a quiet king. But then she went on to say that she is a silent killer. Do I like Adriana? Not particularly. Think she's fine. For most of these queens, their videos were so short. You got a minute. So you didn't really get to know much about them. What I saw, I was not into. And that's all I have to say about her. Next, we have Beth, who might have the worst name ever on Drag Race. I'm wondering if there was more to her name that she had to cut off, kind of like Jan. But I don't know. She's very reminiscent of Boa, for those of you who watched season one of Canada. She is originally from Nelson, British Columbia, but currently lives in Vancouver. And she is known for big hair, big makeup, and a fat ass. Yes, girl. She's also our Indigenous queen of the season and is part of the Two-Spirit world, which is very similar to non-binary. It's not that they don't pick a gender, they recognize both the male and female gender in themselves. So there you have that. She says the three things that she'll be known for is her charm, her humor, and her heart. Not those big fat titties that are sitting right there in front of us with just a pasty on them. I wasn't in love with Beth either. I don't like this outfit. I will say that. That's it. Next, we have Eve 6000. She is named after the glue E6000, which all the drag queens use. She is from Toronto and she is serving beauty and camp. Those are her words, not mine. And she loves the Marilyn Monroe slash curvy ladies of the 50s, which you are getting in this look. I really like this look. I think it's super cute. I think it fits her amazingly. I love a giant bow. Nothing wrong with that. I think the hair is good. I think she looks great. She is part of the trans non-binary community and wants to be a good representation for the non-binary folks out there. And she claims she is not fake. When someone says that, usually that means they're very fake. I'm hoping that's not true of her. I didn't get that impression from her, so I'm hoping that's what I get, that she's not fake. I liked her. She's my favorite one so far of these. I mean, we've only been through three, but she's my favorite one so far. And then we have Geometric. She might be my favorite one overall, and I may want her to win. I'm going to say that right now. She claims to be a creature from outer space. She loves to sing, dance, and perform, has a wild imagination, and an eye for fashion. I love this wig. You can't see it very well, but if you watch the Meet the Queens, the wig is phenomenally good. It's so interesting to look at. I don't mind her outfit. I mean, it is just like a corset and some leggings and a piece of fabric wrapped around her. And she just put star pasties over her tits, which I am never a fan of. I like boobs on my drag queens, me and Trixie Mattel. Not that I'm opposed to flat-chested people. That's what models are flat-chested. So sometimes that's what they're going for. If her character is really like an outer space thing, it might work for that as well. But I do like her, and she may be my pick to win right now. Next, we have Isis Couture, and that is Isis, Icesis. I hate the way she spells her name. That's my first complaint. If you're going to be Isis, just be Isis. She says that she's the ice queen of Drag Race, whatever. She's from Ottawa, and she is just here to make a friend, a friend, just one friend. And she describes her drag as a sexy nightmare. She also said she's quiet. There's that flag again, red, big red flag when you tell me you're quiet. But she says it's just that she's observing the other queens, and she is not going to learn any of their names. Maybe that's because she goes home first. I don't know. That's what I'm going to say about that. I do think her outfit is interesting. Well, I think it's a little too much fabric and some places, mainly those sleeves. I do think it's really, really interesting. I like the like staple work of the patches. Again, we have a queen with no boobs. I don't like that. I'm not a huge fan of the wig, or her makeup. She might be my pick to go home first. Sorry, Isis. Next, we have Kendall Gender. Again, I don't like this name. Is clearly a take on Kendall Jenner, who is not the greatest person in the world that you want to be named after. She says that she is a sick performer full of energy and body. She's also an activist and has raised $25,000 last year for the Black Lives Matter in Canada, which I highly praise her for. I don't like this wig. I don't like this outfit. I don't like her name. I think her makeup is barely there and makes her look very harsh. I am not a fan. I hope she proves me wrong. But I didn't like her promo, and I don't like this look. Next, we have Kamora Amor. She describes herself as a bougie and excellence. She is currently the Miss Reigning, the current reigning Miss Opulence in Canada. I'm guessing that's Canada. I don't think that's worldwide, but you never know. And she wants her drag to show Afrofuturism, which I think is fantastic. She wants futuristic looks, but with an African kiss to them. And I'm all here for that. And she has a teen son. And she wants to show him that he needs to just go for it and anything is possible in life. I do like that about her with this attitude. I like her look. I think the look is actually really cool. You can't see it behind this giant lollipop, unfortunately. And I think her wig is good. I didn't like her earrings, but that's just my own personal preference. But other than that, I really, really kind of did like her. But I didn't like her as much as I like Océane Aqua Black from Quebec City. She's been doing drag for 18 years. God bless her. That makes her maybe 18 years old. No, she is an older queen. I don't know how old she is. I mean, she may only be like 36 if she started at 18. She may only be 30 if she started at 12. Who knows? This look is a mess, but I don't care. She has so much personality and charisma that you can't help but love her. She looked like Jiggly Caliente in this interview with a bad wig and a bad outfit. But I just loved her anyway. It didn't bother me at all because she's just so much fun. She's known for laughing, and that was very, very evident. She has a very loud laugh. And she is serving you fantasy and just wants to have fun. And that is what I get from her, because this look was a mess. The hair, the wig was so bad. But I didn't care about any of that because she charmed me. She said that she starts all of her shows, and she said it in, I'm guessing, French, because she's from Quebec City. And it means high group of uglies, which I think is really, really funny. So I am a big fan of Océane Aqua Black. I don't know how well she'll do on this show, but I want her to be on there on my TV for a while. Next, we have Pythia. Again, I don't like this name. She is non-binary as well. And she said growing up, she associated more with the villains and witches that were on her TV. And so that is what she became. I don't know if that means she's going to be the villain of the season. Who knows? But she says her drag is out of this world and something you've never seen before, and said to bring on the weird. She did say that she, with her non-binary description, she said, I can wear women's clothing and I can go out with hairy legs and a beard. And I think her legs are hairy in this photo, which is kind of interesting to me. So we'll get maybe a new kind of drag. She did say something about the monsters coming out. So maybe she's kind of a Dragula monster type of thing. She isn't in this outfit, which I think is very campy fun. This is more camp to me than weird. It's dripping ice cream and I live for it. So I like the look. It's not what she described to me, but there you go. I wonder if they made her wear this, if she brought something else and they just said, here, put this on. Next is Stephanie Prince, another ridiculously boring name, in my opinion. She is a Filipino queen, and she said that she can dance and vogue the house down boots, mama, gaga, la, 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 la. Turned me off right away. This look also turns me off. It's a bodysuit. Again, no boobs, but pasties on the nipples. That we seem to be getting that a lot on this season already. I don't like the look. I don't like the wig. And she annoyed me. She annoyed me a lot. and I don't like her name. So she'll probably win. Based on my opinion of her, she'll probably win, even though I would like her to go home first. I don't think she will, but I would like her to. Next, we have Suki Dahl. She is our other Asian queen. She's from Cambodia. And she describes herself as sassy, fierce, fashionable, and an actress. And she wants to be an inspiration for the queer Asian community to get them motivated and out there. And I love her. I can't remember who I said I wanted to win, but I may want Suki Dahl to win as well. I love this beaded wig that she has on. This dress is so interesting to me. It's mesh top. Again, she's not wearing boobs. She's wearing pasties. But I think the look is really cool. So I am expecting big things from Suki Dahl. Again, who did I say I wanted to win? I don't even remember now. Oh, Geometric. I like Geometric. I like Eve 6000 and I like Suki Dahl. Those are my top three because this last queen, while I don't hate her, I don't think I want her to be in top three, but maybe she'll surprise me. Anyway, Suki Dahl is from Montreal and I really like her. Next and last, we have Cynthia Kiss. I hate this name as well. These Canadian queens have some really bad names. And when I first saw this video, I was like, your outfit is boring. But seeing it like this, the color blocking of it is actually really cute. She said that she does love bold colors. She likes that she looks like a basic bitch, but she's actually very clever. I didn't like that she said her best thing and the reason she should win or something was because of her cheekbones. I don't care about that, girl. She's been doing drag for 5 years, but she did it for 3 years and then took a step back and now has come back for Drag Race. I don't know if that means she hasn't been doing drag for 2 years or if she just stopped performing maybe. And that could just also be because of COVID. Let's be honest. She's from Vancouver. Not really. She moved to Vancouver and she said West Coast, Best Coast, which drove me crazy. I got a little bit of a Willem vibe from her, which isn't terrible. I like Willem. But it also can come off almost braggy and very one-sided. So I like her, but I don't like her enough to put her in my top three. I know I said I wanted Geometric to win, but I kind of want Suki Dahl to win, but I'd be fine with Geometric winning. And I also like Eve 6000. Those are my choices for Canada. And guess what? That's the end of Canada. And we are moving on to Dragula season 4. Dragula season 4 is going to air on October 19th on Shudder. If you don't have Shudder, you got to get it for Dragula. Dragula has really, really grown on me. It's improved so much. I will admit there are times in the show where I can't watch it because it's a little too gross for me and a little too gore for me, but I do enjoy it. I love alternative drag. I think it's really, really great that we have this. And so let's talk about it. The prize has been increased to $100,000, the same as RuPaul's Drag Race. RuPaul's Drag Race is going to have to bump it up if they want to compete with Dragula now, because from the looks of these queens this season, most of them could be on Drag Race in these looks. These are, of course, our Boule brothers, that is Drag Morta and Swan Thula. I prefer Swan Thula over Drag Morta, but they are quite the team. Their looks are insane to me every time I see them. And I think they turn it out great. And they're actually really great hosts and mentors to the girls. So I appreciate that as well. First up, we have, oh, I moved right past her name, Astrid Aurelia. She was in Alaska's Drag Queen Pageant of the World, whatever it was called. You know, it has like 9,000 words in the title of it. She was in, I don't know if it was, I think she was in the second pageant of that. I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure. Anyway, her hometown is Phoenix. She goes by she, her pronouns. Her style is drag queen. It's very interesting to me when I was going through this that a lot of them call themselves drag queens, not drag monsters. There you go. She is a singer, songwriter, and multi-instrument drag artist. So maybe we'll get to see some of that in a punk rock fashion sense. Blah, 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 blah. She's bringing her musical talents fierce attitude and a love of fantasy fantasy creatures to the continent that she hopes will help her claw her way to the crown. This look is very punk rock. This wig is punk rock. I think she looks really good. I know nothing about her. Drag Queen of the Year, that's the name of the pageant. Sorry, everyone. It just came to me. I don't have a lot to say about these queens because I don't know most of them. But I like her look. I think she'll do well. I hope we get to see her use her singing and instrument playing talents on the show. They usually do have a rock challenge, so maybe we'll get to see something good from that. Next is Bitter Betty. Bitter Betty is a adamant hater of RuPaul and RuPaul's Drag Race. She is a trans queen, and lately she has had some bad publicity about herself in the trans community. The trans people kind of turned on her. I don't like this look. I don't like this wig. I do like her makeup. I will say that. Her hometown is Los Angeles. She goes by she and her pronouns. Also a drag queen, not a drag monster. Self-identifying trans woman who brings 20 years of drag experience with competition. She feels that trans drag artists are not allowed the same opportunities as cis drag performers, and she views the show as an opportunity to represent her community and bring home the crown. She draws inspiration from the colors and silhouettes of 80s cartoons and is bringing camp, experience, and trans energy to the competition. Now that I read that about the 80s looks, I do see that with the hot pink look, but this wig is not for me, that's all. Next is Coco Kane, whose name I adore, and I actually think this outfit is cute and interesting. Is there like a weird silhouette on the side of it? I don't know, I can't tell. Anyway, Coco Kane is from Tulsa, goes by they, them pronouns, and considers herself a drag shape shifter, which I appreciate. Coco infuses their drag with equal parts seduction and horror and is bringing a strong dose of body positivity to the show. As a self-described zombie stripper, that is what you're getting here, everyone, zombie stripper, Coco feels that they have what it takes to snatch the crown and to bring something to the competition that no other competitor previous season has. As an underrepresented Black drag performer who performs alternative and horror drag, Coco feels it's important for them to show up, represent their community, and bring home the crown. Bravo, Coco. I think her makeup is really good as I stare more at this picture. And I do get zombie stripper from this look. So she is representing herself correctly. Hoso Teratoma. This is terrifying. The outfit is actually really chic looking with all this ruching. And then she opens up and has those faces on her boobs. This, I don't know if it's a mask or if she just painted her face to look like a mask. It is so frightening to me. It's just a really great look. And I would be terrified to run into this person. She is our international queen from Seoul, Korea. I'm assuming she still lives there because that's all it tells me is that she's from Seoul, Korea. Pronouns are she and her and they and them. She is a Her drag style is drag yokai. I don't know what that means. I didn't even look it up. Sorry, everyone. It's terrifying is what it is, if this is the drag she's doing. Her bio says, Hoso is the first internationally based Korean artist to compete on the show. She considers herself to be a drag yokai and draws visual inspiration from Eastern myths combined with obscure foreign references. There you go. That's what it means, I guess. I expect great things from her based on this look. In my opinion, she could possibly win this season. She could win, honestly. I think she looks great. I think this look is terrifying, and I can't wait to see what we get from her. Next is Fermelda Hyde. Again, I love this name. I think it's super, super great. This look is creepy and terrifying. I believe she does wear masks for most of her looks. She puts pins in them as well. She has needles for fingers in this with it's the nurse look, but she's like creepy killer nurse. Hometown is Phoenix, and I believe is the drag daughter of the one and only Dolly. And that makes perfect sense to me. pronouns are he and him, and they and them, and considers himself a drag monster. This is our first one that says drag monster. Formaldehyde identifies as a digital drag artist who spent most of their time performing online and in the digital drag shows as opposed to traditional live stage shows and clubs. A true horror fan at heart, Formalde describes his drag as the true embodiment of fear, and through his drag seeks to express the darkest elements of horror within our world. Through his unique blend of artistry and unconventional materials, Formalde hopes to use his new platform to change the way drag has traditionally been seen. Again, great. I think amazing. It's interesting drag to me. It is certainly horror. I'm here for it. Surprise, surprise! We have Miss J. Jolie from RuPaul's Drag Race Season 5 and Taylor Swift impersonator on Dragula. This is our first real crossover contestant. I know Alaska and Willem have both been guest judges on Dragula in previous seasons. But this is our first real contestant crossover. J. Jolie coming in from Gainesville, Florida is her hometown, but I believe she lives in Kentucky now. Goes by she and her pronouns. She is considers herself a drag queen, drag monster, and celebrity impersonator. There you go. This look I think is actually really smart because it's not truly horror. She does have red contacts in, which you can't see in this picture, but she is doing the White Rabbit from Alice in Wonderland, and all of the things, the watch and the blood vial, they're all covered in blood around her waist, which I think is just a smart way to tie that in. I never thought of her as a drag monster, but we shall see. We'll see how it goes. J. Jolie considers herself a drag chameleon, and while she's already known as a previous competitor on RuPaul's Drag Race, she hopes to show audiences that she can evolve and adapt to do any drag medium. As a lover of all forms of drag, Jade enters the competition with the desire to prove to the world that her drag style doesn't just fit one category or box. While she feels people may be expecting a certain kind of drag from her, she warns them to expect the unexpected. I'm bringing things people would never think I was capable of, so get ready. I think she's just teasing us with this look, and I think we're gonna get some interesting things from her. It's gonna be a big surprise to everyone. At least that's what I hope. And I hope that she gets the chance to do that. I don't want her to go home first, obviously, because I want to see what she can do, but she also has to be able to bring it in order to stay on the show. Next, we have Mary Cherry. She is, other than J. Jolie and Saint, the only queen that I know and have seen perform. She is from Brooklyn, and she is a performer. This look does not do her any justice. It's not a bad look. It's not a look I would think for Dragula, but I mean, this was obviously for Entertainment Weekly, so maybe she elevated it just a little bit. But she can get filthy, like dirty, dirty, filthy. In her shows, so don't judge her based on this look is what I'm going to say to you. She obviously, I just said she's from Brooklyn. She goes by she, her pronouns. She considers herself just a drag entertainer, not a drag queen, not a monster, a drag entertainer. FYI, those are her real boobs. They are not implants. Mary Cherry is a drag pioneer in the Brooklyn, New York scene and is always the biggest personality in the room. With her mixture of camp, fashion, and the unique sense of humor, she hopes to bring her strengths of a true entertainer to the competition. While never afraid to be the butt of a joke herself, she's entering the competition, not striving to be perfect, but to keep the experience fun. At the end of the day, it's about entertaining, and that's what Mary Cherry does. Oh, and I'm definitely bringing a little drama mama because we are on a reality show, and who doesn't love a little fun? There you go, Mary Cherry. Again, don't count her out based on this look. That's all I'm saying. Next, we have our returning queen, Saint. She was the winner of the Resurrection special last year. This says her hometown is Harlem. I believe she's in Atlanta. I could be wrong about that. It says she's from Harlem in Manhattan. I didn't know that. Goes by he, him pronouns, she, her, and they, them. So all pronouns welcome, apparently. Considers herself a drag queen, not a drag monster. And says, Saint is the self-proclaimed runway demon queen of season 4. Her drag is fueled by imagination and nightmares with a bit of fashion sprinkled on top, and she proved her prowess as a true drag icon by competing in and winning the Brûlé Brothers Dragula Resurrection Halloween special in 2020. As this is her second time competing on the show, she feels her experience and growth as an artist have primed her perfectly to snatch the crown this time around. Knowing what she did on that Resurrection show, this to me does not represent that. To me, this look is not elevated at all. It's not bad, but it's not great. And she did some really great things on the Resurrection show. I don't know if that's because she had more time to produce them herself or what. It's not, like I said, it's not a bad look. So I know what we can, I know what to expect from her. And I hope that's what we get. My computer is being crazy, so I have to stop sharing for a moment and maybe go back into it and see if it lets me. Nope, I'm gonna have to close that out, everyone. I don't know what you're seeing on your screen, but it's kind of a mess on my end. Sorry about that. So that was Saint. Let's try again. I'm just seeing if I can move on from Saint, and it's not let, oh, there we go. All right. Now I can start sharing my screen again, everyone. Sorry about that. All right, like I said, we know what we can expect from her. To me, this doesn't show that, but I'm hoping that we get to see more. And she says she's the runway queen, so we'll see. Next, we have Cherry Valentine. Not really. It's Sigourney Weaver, but she reminds me of Cherry Valentine very much. She also reminds me a little bit about the Brûlé brothers here in this look. It's very vampira. She is our AFAB queen of this season for Dracula. Yes, she is a cis woman and maybe has the best name in drag ever. Sigourney Weaver is just so funny. I hope we get to hear it all the time and they don't just call her Sigourney. I want to hear Sigourney Weaver every time. Her hometown is Des Moines, Iowa. Pronouns are she and her, and she is a self-described AFAB drag queen. Official bio says, Sigourney Weaver is a self-described hyperfemme AFAB queen, or as she likes to put it, a female impersonator. That's the perfect way to describe it. A female impersonator. Sigourney is a killer beauty who loves to hypnotize audiences with her piercing white eyes and sky-high hair. Coming from a burlesque background, Sigourney incorporates the art of the tease into all our drag performances. With several pageant titles under her belt, Sigourney is hoping to add the world's next drag super monster to her already impressive resume. I love that she does burlesque. I think that's a great skill to have in drag. And so I am hoping to see a lot of her as well, because, and first of all, I just want to hear her name every week. That's all. And last but not least is La Zabaleta. She is originally from Mexico City, but currently lives in Brooklyn. I know her name from the drag scene here, but I have never seen her perform. So I don't know anything about that. She goes by she, her, they, and them pronouns, and considers herself a drag artist, not a drag queen or a monster, just a drag artist. And her bio says, La Zabaleta is a recent transplant to the Brooklyn, New York drag scene, hailing originally from her hometown of Mexico City, Mexico. She mixes sexy and scary in all of her drag looks and is known for being an incredible live performer who always sets the stage on fire. I don't know if that's literally or figuratively. La Zabaleta is chasing the American dream and hopes to prove that putting her time, effort, and drive into her aspirations will allow her to manifest her destiny and bring home the crown. Great. It's interesting. This look is not super interesting to me, but it's very fashionable. She got some big legs. Those legs are muscular. She's giving me a bald queen, which, you know, I love a bald queen all the way back to angina. I'm a bald queen fan. So I don't know what to expect from her. I have heard her name around that she's an amazing performer in here in New York City. So I know that she has that ability. I don't know about the monster side of it, honestly. We'll just have to wait and see. Yeah, that's all I'm going to say. I can't pick a winner from this group because I think they're all kind of unique and exceptional. So we'll just see what happens. I'm going to stop sharing. There, I did it. I finished all of them, everyone. We finished. I have a dog, and with a dog in my lap the whole time. She's been fidgeting and driving me crazy. But that is all three Meet the Queens that we did. I will be back with UK maybe this Thursday if I watch it early enough. I'll do it Thursday. Maybe I'll do it. If not, you'll get it on Friday. No, you won't. Friday's a busy day for me. if I don't do it Thursday, which I'm going to try to, I will do it on Saturday, everyone. But I want to thank you all for watching and listening. Again, if you want to sponsor me for the 275 challenge, just click the link below. It's right there. Make a donation. All the money goes to the LGBT Center in New York City and the programming that we do there. And you can check out gaycenter.org for all of that programming information. Please stay safe out there. Get the vaccination if you are able to. I'm ready to get my booster shot. It's not eligible for me yet, but I am ready for it. Wear your mask, social distance. Please stop the spread of the variant. I know I have friends now that are still getting it. And I don't want it. So there you go. Be safe out there. I love you all. And thanks for watching and listening. Until next time. Bye-bye.